Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 through 21. Some very familiar words in this, but I invite you to listen for words that speak to you, words that you feel speak to our church and to our world. Beginning on verse 14, Jesus is speaking, "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." May God bless our hearing, our understanding, our living out these words of Scripture. Were there any words that stood out for any of you? Violet.
Whoever believes in him shall have eternal life.
Whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. Yes. Good words. The best words. Robin. Those who don't believe are already condemned because of their unbelief. Bob. Yes, Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but to provide a way toward life for all the world, as a paraphrase. Yep. Well, let us gather and listen. Those who do what is true come to the light. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Well, there was a man who was bitten by a dog and got rabies. His doctor told him that he had only one day to live. Immediately, the man pulled out a pen and paper and started furiously scribbling things down. Curious, the doctor asked, "Are you writing your will?" "Nope," he replied. "I'm making a list of the people I'm going to bite before I die." Yuck. But doesn't this story describe much of our world today? When misfortune happens to us, one of our first questions is, why didn't it happen to someone else? Life should be more fair. Why do bad things happen to good people, especially me? When was the last time you asked that question? When your investments lost half their value? When you got sick? When you lost a job? When a loved one lost a job? A lot of us have been asking questions in recent times. It's really easy to get bitter in this world, isn't it? It's really easy to worry about things, children, health, job, money, politics, isn't it? It's really easy to place blame and judge someone else, isn't it? In our world, these are all easy choices. But how easy is it to choose joy? How easy is it to choose joy? Well, that's a poll question. How many think that it is easy to just choose joy? Oh, good, there's a few. It's hard for some of us. Today's scripture from the Gospel according to John is all about choosing. Let's look at some of those choices. The author reminds us of Moses leading the chosen people through the wilderness. That's right before what I read today. After the people had made a golden calf to worship, while Moses was on the mountain talking with God, after the people complained of no food, and God provided manna in the desert, and then quail, so they would have fresh meat. After the people complained of thirst, and God showed Moses how to bring water from a rock. After the people spied out the promised land and then panicked and refused to let God give it to them, after all that, the people got impatient and they spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? One of their favorite complaints. Well, the story goes that God sent poisonous snakes among them, and many died. So Moses prayed for the people, and God directed him to make a bronze snake and put it on a pole. So whenever someone was bitten by a snake, they only had to look at the bronze serpent, and they would be saved. Well, then the author of John compares this with the need for Jesus to be lifted up on the cross, so that everyone who chooses to believe in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. This tells us that God loves the entire world, you and me included. But we have a choice of whether to believe and live in the kingdom. It does not tell us that God condemns everyone who does not choose to believe. It says those who do not choose to believe are choosing to be condemned in this very choice they make. For the light of God's love has come into our world, loving each one of us, loving every part of creation, reinforced at Pentecost. We have a choice today to live in that light of God's love, to live in God's kingdom today, this very moment. Or we can choose not to live in the kingdom. It's our choice. It's your choice. And the author points out that it will be your deeds that will clearly show your choice. You see, you have a choice every time you make a decision. Whether you will consider God's will and choose kingdom living to love God and love your neighbor, or you can choose to be bitter and selfish and judgmental, to bite others. It's your choice. But what will you choose? There's a lot of people around you, a lot of voices telling you what you should choose. But the most important choice will be yours and mine. Do you want to find joy in your life that doesn't depend on the economy? Well, then look around your life and identify areas where you have power, where you can make a difference in your life, in someone else's, in the church, the community, or the world, and then choose to make a difference, even in a small way. Channel your energy into positive directions, and you will feel less vulnerable and less at the mercy of the world. If you do, you will find more joy. Do you want to find joy? Well, look around at the things that you have no power over. Ask yourself, does it help me to worry about these things if there's nothing I could do? Please do ask yourself if there's truth behind your worry anyway, and probably do a little research. Why focus on the negatives and make yourself feel more vulnerable? Remember, choosing to work harder at things you can't change doesn't help anyone. In fact, that's what they say is the definition of crazy. And worrying harder about things doesn't help either. Of course, do investigate if there's truly nothing that you can do to improve a situation. Do you want to find joy? Choose to surround yourself with friends, with your church family, with people who care about you, even if it's just on the phone or online. Writing letters is a great way. Rely on these people. Ask for help when you need it. Ask your pastor, a friend, a neighbor, a church member. Seek out a counselor before it's the last resort. You don't have to be Superman or Superwoman, and you will allow them the joy of helping you and making a difference. So you'll actually be spreading joy. Every gift needs someone to receive it. Do you want to find joy? Choose to find ways to help others. Help on Wednesday morning street ministry, or help fill the hope boxes out on the street with food. Come sing with the praise team. Be a tutor or a mentor for school children. Collect items for the homeless. Read stories for children at the library or seniors at a nursing home. Help others, and you will find joy. Do you want to find joy? Well, choose to rely on your faith. We just read the most joyful news in the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. So believe. Believe. God so loves the world. God so loves you. And God so loves me. And God has given each of us the choice to believe, to live in the light of God's love, in God's kingdom, with every choice we make. Do you want to find joy? Choose to read the Psalms. Reading through the Psalms is a great summer journey to joy. Try it. Choose to practice joy in every part of your life. I love to remind people that if you want to get good at anything, you have to practice. Monday nights, come practice guitar. Practice your golf, piano, art. Practice your art. Hopefully our doctors are practicing their medicine. Choose to practice joy, and that joy will become more and more real every day. It is said that Benjamin Franklin concluded a stirring speech on the guarantees of the Constitution. A heckler shouted, "Oh, them words don't mean nothing at all. Where's all that happiness you say it guarantees us?" Franklin smiled and replied, "My friend, the Constitution only guarantees the American people the right to pursue happiness. You have to catch it yourself." Joy and happiness are not the same exactly, but the same concept holds. Pursue joy and then practice joy. It's not just an American right, it is a God-given right. Still, joy is a choice. Joy is a choice. So our take-home question, how can we at First Christian Church share joy in 2025? I think we heard some things from outreach, sharing joy. Will you pray with me? Blessed God, we do find joy in just coming and being your church. Just being surrounded by your love, letting your Spirit descend upon us and fill us and empower us and send us forth. We're grateful for your Son, Jesus, especially. You love us so much. He loved us so much that he lived as a human with all the troubles that we have. Showed us how to do that in relationship with you. And then gave his own life. Let himself be killed by the powers of this world to show us that you are with us even in the darkest of times, that you know what it's like to experience death, and that you will always be with us. Oh God, we are grateful for all that you do for us, your grace, your love, and your invitation for us to believe and to live in this kingdom that you've laid out for us. Prepare our hearts to live and to practice the joy that you rain down upon us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.